Bezos Hashem Yisparech, the halacha from the daily daf, from daf Yudzayin Amud Beis, a very technical daf. We do find at the end of the daf some important halachos in regards to the Kohen's chelek, that we learned that the Kohen Gadol is notel chelek mirosh. Rav Yashiv Zatzal, in his ha'aros on today's daf, makes a very, very interesting point about the mitzvah of giving the Kohen Gadol. And this might apply to many halachos of a kiddushto when it comes to a kohen. Rav Yosha points out that the notel chelek birosh, we had a machlokis in our gemara between the rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, whether the kohen gadol gets 50% or a little less. However, everybody agrees that he doesn't get more than 50%. Says Rav Yosha that nira derach chelek yochol hakohen gadol itol velo akol, he can't take everything. The lechem upon him is divided 50-50. So that's a very interesting point, that the mitzvah of ikidashto, some might argue, might also apply in this regard as well. That just like there is a mitzvah for the kohen to take that which he wants, he gets first preference. However, according to Rav Yashiv, that's not more than 50%. Does this apply as well to the mitzvah of ikidashto to honor the kohen? And then we will give a practical example where this would apply. Rav Yashiv's son-in-law, Rav Zilberstein, in his Sefer Chashukei Chemed, argues that his father-in-law's yesod has application as well to the mitzvah of ikidashto. Again, quoting from his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, Rashi in Gittin, on Daf Nun Tesame Beis, has a fascinating lashon. Rashi writes, in regards to giving the kohen mana yafer rishon, the mitzvah to give the kohen first, after it's divided evenly, the Kohen, there is a mitzvah to give him the better piece. For example, if you have a piece of fowl, a piece of chicken, it's cut in half, and then they divide it. This, what Zilberstein argues, is the same idea that we see from our Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. This would be an important application in regards to the halachos of ikidashto, where things cannot be easily divided. For example, the custom amongst bar mitzvah is to give the bar mitzvah boy maftir. What if there are two bar mitzvah boys? One of them is a kohen, and one of them is not. Can one argue that the Kohen should get maftir, and the other bar mitzvah boy will have to get a different aliyah? Rav Zilberstein argues that based on his father-in-law, and in fact, I think Rav Yashiv said this to him in regards to this shaila as well, that the only time we say it is when there is an equal portion that could be given to both, then you give the kohen to choose. However, if there isn't an equal portion to be shared, so then in such a case, there isn't a mitzvah of ikidashto. This is a fascinating chiddush. I throw this out to the Beis Medrash to see if this pshat seems to be muskam to everybody, but this might be an application of keitza noitel chelek b'roish to the point that the mitzvah is not to give the kohen everything, but rather to give him the best of the equal portions, or to choose from the best of the equal portions. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha from the daily daf on Daf Yud Zayin.